here. I'm sure they use it.
Okay.
Yes, but you can imagine it's all to God.
I'd like to welcome everyone here this evening. Thank you very much for being here. We've got a wonderful opportunity. Hey, it's once in a lifetime to celebrate this particular celebration. And some of us, it'll be our last time. Some of us have had the privilege of being in an early one, back in 85. And to some, it'll be several of them for them. But thank you so much for volunteering to be serve on the steering committee. We appreciate that. And we all recognize, I'm sure, that it's going to take a little bit of time. We've got a two-year plan here. Hopefully, most of the work, in my opinion, is going to be the first maybe six months getting things organized, and we'll get into all of that a little bit later. But again, we appreciate your expertise, and as we go forward, I want to not only welcome here, but I want to give a little bit of history so that some of you aren't in maybe one. Where we've come so far, we have done several things already, and I thought I would briefly tell you what we've done. In mid-2008, Richard was assigned by Roger to work as a staff person to head up the initial planning work with me for the celebration. Since then, we've had a lot of discussions, a lot of emails about what to do, how to do it. And after a couple of the meetings, Richard suggested that we do differently than we did in the 150th, which was a 12-day celebration, and stretch it out over the whole year. And the thought was that we can cram something together, and we had some reports, you know, that people may have missed something because they were away and it's all over and what have you. So that's the way it's designed as of now, to have different quarters, different activities in the quarters. And some may not have seen any charts or anything like that. I think maybe I don't know if it's on the table.
But on that organization.
Again, we'll. They're right in front of me. Matter of fact, it's the organizational chart. We'll take a quick look at that. You'll get an idea of what we're talking about.
Starting off with history and so forth.
What was it?
Then entertainment and technology and Nation's future would be the last quarter of the year.
Now, obviously, some of these activities might run from quarter to quarter. Perfect example is polo. You know, and we don't want to interfere with anything they're doing or anyone else is already doing. And that's one of the nice things I think about this. There's so many good activities going on that we can incorporate them into our activities that we might decide to have that are not already being done. Hi, Beverly.
Hi, everybody.
Let me stop right here a moment. I realize now that some of you may not know everybody here. Why don't we just go around the table here and introduce ourselves so that everybody knows everybody and where they fit in, or maybe what organization they are with. Kenny, you want to start?
Okay. I'm Kenny Cook, and I work here for the City of Bay.
I'm Ron Henderson, retired insurance agent. Take the Warren City Council.
Colleen Reed, Aiken County Historical Society, Historic Aiken Foundation, and the Farmers Market.
Mary Lee Dore, St. Andrew's Society, Aiken Republican Club, etc. Wife of Dick Dore.
Very interested citizen.
Yeah, very interested citizen.
Bill Reynolds, interested citizen.
Chuck Maxwell, interested citizen. I can't be the same.
Bob Schoenberg, retired military.
Mark Sheriff, Aiken Regional Medical Center.
Liz Stewart, Stewart Associates.
Chris Rains,
Security Federal.
Jan Murph, retired. Tess Newman, interested citizen.
Very active.
Beverly Clarvin, Aiken City Council.
Thank you very much. And Richard Pierce, everyone with Richard. And Janice Ladd over here, she's taking notes and hearing what's being said on microphone. For future reference. And so, thank you so much. In mid-January of 2009, and this is some time after we started talking, Richard and I started talking, and Roger, of course, was in on some of the discussions as well. We sent out a letter to about 90, a little over 90 people, inviting them to come to our first general discussion meeting on this. And out of 90, we had it right here, and out of 90, we had about 45 or so people here. And it was a very good discussion. We had a number of activities already listed, and we added to those activities. And so we'll talk about those later, too. After that, on January 29th, that was that meeting, January 29th, on February, early February 09, I suggested that we were still doing our talking, you know, about organizing. I suggested that Bill Reynolds meet with Richard and me to discuss and brainstorm aspects of the organization and steps in moving forward. The three of us had meetings in order to share ideas. I asked Bill's involvement because of his experience and successes with many city projects and events, including being chair of the Aiken City Commission. On Monday, February 9th, Council approved a resolution to empower me as mayor to start organizing for the 175th celebration. So that's a pretty brief history of where we've come from. And that brings us to today and our agenda. Now, has everyone had a chance to look at the agenda? Maybe some of the... If you haven't had a chance yet to look at some of the sheets, we'll go over those as we move on. This district here right now, let's just look at the agenda. Are there any questions on anything so far? Let's go to item two in the nomination and election of officers. And if you will give me a privilege here, I would like to nominate Bill Reynolds as the chair.
I would second that very quickly.
I strongly second that.
I move we make that unanimous.
Further discussion, please. There's a lot of talent in this room. A lot of talent in this room.
Absolutely.
Chuck Maxwell.
Well, we need a vice chair too. But again, let me say again, the reason I wanted to ask Bill in here initially with Richard and I was that I think we all know that he's had a lot of wonderful experience, management experience. He's managed a number of events and projects in Aiken. And every one of them has been very successful. I thank a lot of Bill and his talents and his ability to get along with people. And certainly this kind of a chairmanship job, it takes that, or will take that. You know, I think we all know that. I'm pleased. I didn't hear any nays. Did I hear all yays?
All in favor.
All in favor. Oh, okay. But it's obvious that everybody agrees with that. Thank you for that. That's a wonderful first step, as far as I'm concerned. Bill, would you like to take over at this point?
Oh, okay.
That was smooth, man.
Thank you for your confidence in me, and I'd just like to say I really look forward to to working with this group. This is an outstanding group of people, and I think we're fortunate, and we ought to be thankful to Fred and Richard for pulling this group together, because I think if anybody can make the 175th truly something to remember, it'll be the people in this room and those that we will enlist to help us really make it happen. So I look forward to working with you and making this something that we'll all be proud of. I guess the next order of business would be to elect a vice chair who would sit in run meetings when the chair isn't available. And then also I would like to ask us to consider nominating Fred as the honorary chair of the 175th, because he has been instrumental in bringing this as far as it has, and he's had a passion for it, and I would hope that we could nominate him and elect him as the honorary chair of the 175th. So if you're in agreement with that as kind of the first order of business, if I can have a motion to have Fred Cavanaugh nominated to be the honorary chair of the 175th committee.
I so move.
All right, is there a second?
Second.
All right, all in favor?
Uh-huh.
All right, let the record show it's unanimous. Congratulations, Mr. Mayor.
Thank you. I was hoping to back out a little bit.
Oh, no. Okay, vice chair. Could we have nominations for vice chair?
She's going to kill me, but I think June would be wonderful. She's got it. And the only reason I do this because she's, I know she wouldn't do the chair, but I think the vice chair would be just perfect. Right, her knowledge and the impact she's made on this community the last quarter of a century.
Well, that's a quarter of a century, was a long time ago. But I'm not. I just don't think I can commit to doing that. I mean, I'm very honored that you said that, but I'm not comfortable doing it with some of the issues we've got at home, and I just think it'd be better if I did. But I certainly appreciate that.
Well, you wouldn't say that last piece.
There's a few challenges there.
No, yes.
Well, and Jenny and I worked together on Hearts Play, and we would have been very fortunate had she been able to accept that.
Well, thank you.
Beverly, you have
a nomination? Yes, I had already asked Jen, and she, I was just going down the line, the next person is going to be Liz. I would like to nominate Liz Stewart.
Sorry, but I can't. I appreciate that so much. But already chairing three boards and on planning commission is just a limited time which I can do and do it justice from a time standpoint. Because unlike some of you, my esteemed colleagues at the table, I'm still trying to earn a living.
You mentioned Chuck Mouth.
Let's move it on down. I think Chuck would be great.
Bill and Richard know why that won't fly right now. Bob Shelberg and myself are co-chairs of the campaign to raise $4.2 million for a new animal shelter. And we're just about 3 weeks into it. And we're spending an awful lot of time. And it's a non-paying job. And I'm like, you are here. I need to earn a living.
What about the young man?
Well, Mark?
That's a wonderful opportunity for Mark.
I'm here to learn.
You know,
there's also, you've heard the business when you don't show up for the meeting. Going through those who have volunteered to be on the steering committee, there's still some very nice people that are not here yet. Maybe the board would like to, steering committee members would like to consider. I've gone through this thing and I've already seen several names that I thought would be very, very good. Now, I don't know whether they would take those or not, and whether it would be good to hold and check.
Bob, that's an excellent point. And what we might do is to just delay the election of a vice chair until maybe our next meeting when we have some of those people here. And it'll also give us a chance to think about someone and approach them to see if they might be interested. And either, if they're one of these people, fine. If there's somebody that's not presently on the steering committee that we think would be a good addition and might be willing to serve as vice chair, then we could approach them about joining the steering committee with the understanding that they would be willing, if elected, to serve as vice chair. So I guess as a next order of business, why don't we assign each of whoever was not here that's on this list, if someone would take responsibility for contacting one of those people to ask, you know, if they would be willing to serve as chair, so we know when we come back next time, either yes or no. And if they say yes, then we say, well, you better come because you're going to be elected if you don't. But we'll also know if they're not interested.
Mr. Chairman, I'll be happy to do that.
You will? All right. Excellent, Richard. Okay. All right, so then Richard will contact the people that are shown on the steering committee that were here to determine if they would be interested in serving as vice chair if so elected. And if there is anyone that comes to mind that you think would be a good addition to the committee and might be willing to serve as vice chair, if you would contact that person and let Richard know, then at the next meeting we'll elect a vice chair. The third order of business, and I want to thank Richard and Fred for putting together this agenda so that we've got a game plan to get us through our organizational meeting. We need to talk a little bit about what the responsibilities are and decide on some priorities for at least the near term. And Fred and Richard and I have spent some time brainstorming just to get some thoughts down on a piece of paper for initial discussion and this group's input. You have a sheet that's entitled City of Aiken Celebration of Steering Committee Responsibilities. And why don't we just go through these and talk about them, get clarification, make changes where we need to. This will be a working document. I mean, as we go along, I think we're going to find that our responsibilities will ebb and flow, and so we'll add and delete as needed. But at least we'll come out of this meeting with at least some idea of kind of what we're signing up for. The overall goal, as you can see, is to plan and oversee the execution of a fabulously successful 175th celebration. The first major area of responsibility is kind of the overall schedule. And as you can see, we would be responsible for overseeing the planning, coordination, and execution of the entire year-long 175th schedule. And bullet points underneath that would be ensuring that the schedule is balanced and as conflict as free as feasible, so that we don't have one quarter that's really heavily loaded with activities and then the next quarter is almost void. And also trying to, and in this busy community, it's impossible to eliminate conflicts, but it wouldn't make sense to have two major conflicting events on the same weekend. If one is already established and we want to drop one in on top of it, that's something that we need to work with the quarterly subcommittees on to be sure that it flows and as balanced as possible. We would be responsible for establishing, maintaining, and making available to the community a year-long calendar of our events. We would explore mutually beneficial partnerships with major established events as part of the 175th. For example, the Battle of Aiken or Triple Crown, and kind of the way that might work would be we would identify those events that we think might be interested in being part of the 175th, in that we would want to be part of their event. And it doesn't mean that they have to change anything in terms of the way they do their business, whether it's the Triple Crown or the Battle of Aiken. But maybe as part of their advertising, they want to say, you know, proud supporter of the 175th, and at the same time, our advertising and promotion would list the Battle of Aiken as one of our 175th events. So that would be a way to tie in the community with major established events. We would develop and provide some appropriate guidelines to the subcommittees to assist them in their planning and execution. Because if you've got four different subcommittees, you could have each one with different understandings, and it would take them a while to get up and going. And so I think that we can provide them with learning from one subcommittee to the other so that they're able to certainly the last one ought to benefit from, you know, what the preceding three subcommittees. But we would develop some guidelines to help them. And finally, on a schedule of council's choosing, we would provide city council with updates concerning our plans, our progress, and our concerns, where we might need help or whatever. So those are the five bullet points that we've come up with kind of under the overall schedule. Why don't we just take a minute to questions, concerns, additional points that we might want to consider? Yes, Bob.
I would make a recommendation that either we include whoever will take the responsibility for each of the four subcommittees to be a member of the steering committee. And if there's a member of the steering committee who ends up as the chairman of one of those committees, then that's taken care of. Either that or a member of the steering committee, we might make sure that we're covered in every one of the subcommittees so that the communication is flowing from the steering group down and back up. So however we want to do that, we can somehow tie that kind of thing together.
He's always three steps ahead of me. And if you look down underneath point number two, he's already up to point number two. Your point, Bob, well taken. A steering committee member will act as a liaison with each of the subcommittees, such as the quarterly events subcommittees, the publicity, finance, and so forth. And the steering committee will ensure that each subcommittee has the resources and support it needs to successfully execute its responsibilities. So we have, at the meeting we had, the brainstorming meeting we had, people signed up for subcommittees, and we have a list, and you're free to change, you know, but for example, on the first quarter event, Owen Cleary signed up, Kathy Franklin, Steve Hale, Lucy Knowles, Elliot Levy, and June Burke, they all signed up to be on the first quarterly event subcommittee. So one of those people, you could get together and decide, but one of those people that's on the steering committee would be the designated liaison with that first quarter subcommittee. And they would be responsible for reporting back at our meetings how the subcommittee's doing, what they need help on. In the same way, with the second quarter, we had Tom Allman, Kathy Franklin, Beth Newburn. They volunteered for the second quarter, and so that's the way we would envision that working. And then the subcommittees would probably get together, and they would elect their own chairperson. And it may or may not be the steering committee representative, but they would kind of duplicate what we've done in terms of electing a chairperson, getting organized, and our representative would provide them, you know, answers and perspective on anything they need relative to the, you know, to the overall project. So, in terms of going back to this number one, the overall schedule, any other ideas or thoughts or concerns that we need to think about in terms of our responsibilities on the overall schedule.
Have you factored in a budget at all, or do we have a budget?
If I may, what we have, Mary Lou, is a budget request in the 09-10 budget for about $20,000, which council will be voting on that. We're going to have to identify some sponsors, and actually we've already had a couple of folks who have asked me about if I want to sponsor the 175, what do I need to do? So that's why another reason we want to have the organizational meeting. We do have a budget line set up in the budget, and we do have a revenue account so we can accept donations in. So it'll be a check made payable to the city of Aiken and noting on it that it's for the 175th celebration.
And Mary Lou, to that point, we have a finance and fundraising subcommittee here on the organizational chart. We just don't have it staffed yet, but consistent with point number two, someone on the steering committee would also be the liaison for that finance and fundraising subcommittee, so that we're feeding information to them, they're feeding information back to us, and in turn we're getting it out to the quarterly subcommittees. Any other any thoughts on number one? How about number two, as far as the supporting the subcommittees? We'll have one person, as it says there, act as be responsible for being the liaison, attending those subcommittee meetings, and being sure that they have the resources they need to successfully execute their responsibilities. Any thoughts on the third one, which is the major city events? The city has said we will provide funding and resources for a major kickoff event in January and a major celebration, birthday, party kind of event in December. Right now, we have the steering committee is kind of responsible for those two, and it may be that we decide we want to have a separate subcommittee to oversee those, or maybe not. But right now, just to be sure those two major bases are covered, we have that under our responsibilities.
Bill, for those that don't know the exact birthday, that can be December 19th, but that's a Sunday. So the thought was you might want to move it to the 18th, which is a Saturday, for the actual celebration.
Okay, thanks. And then the final responsibility would be that each steering committee member will serve on at least one subcommittee. We can have, you know, as many as we want. We just want to be sure that everybody has the opportunity to serve on a subcommittee, to be sure that we're all plugged in with what's going on and we're giving maximum, you know, resource and support to each of these subcommittees. So those are, as I say, this is just a first draft, and we'll modify this as we go along, but are there any adds or revisions that you think we need to make to this?
No, is there any calendar that shows what all the events are going on? See.
Richard, you had a chart that showed each quarter that we wrote down. Events and those that were added.
We could have, but Chuck, are you talking about things like Battle of Aiken and then the Triple Crown? Yes. Yeah. You know, there is, and the city's in the process of developing a website that will be separate from the city website. We're going to fold in the community events, and I would anticipate having that sometime in the next couple of months. So, again, so we don't step on something that's a major event that's already going on.
Richard, doesn't the chamber have one that close to?
They do.
They may be a lot of overlap, or there may be some gaps too. I mean, so.
It's really been hard to gather it all in one place.
Fascinatingly,
the chamber's been trying, and we do have a good bit of it, but we do miss a lot.
I think Barbara Gaskin has added some of those Parks and Recs events, and those are important. So what you're suggesting is fabulous. And what I was going to suggest was that we get to that sooner rather than later as we're planning, because that's critical, I think.
So you want, I'm sorry, go ahead.
No, I was just going to say, and just so for the benefit of the group, you know, the Parks, Recreation, and Tourism Group and the Tourism Division is in the final stages of getting that pulled together. So that's why I say, I think in a, like a 60-day time frame, we should be able to have something pulled together.
Okay. Richard, excuse me. We could have those charts, though, available that we had from the 19th meeting, January 19th meeting. Remember?
That would be the ideas for events.
Yeah, but I mean, if you wanted to see something quicker than, what, 60 days?
But you're talking about things that are already
going. I'm talking about existing events. We're trying to pull all the calendars together. But we'll certainly just
do a number of those now.
Okay, so I guess what we're talking about is like the Triple Crown and Battle of Aiken and the Horsepower Association.
Well, those some are ideas. Those are ideas from our brainstorming
session. Yeah.
Well, some are, and some of are existing things. Battle of Aiken's right there.
Right. That's not all inclusive.
I know that.
Right.
But this is where we start.
Exactly. And we will distribute that.
And then in the meeting on the 29th, we had some that were added to this. Right. Richard, straight ahead. Yeah. I'm wrong.
No. You are right. We talked about this.
Are but those scratch pads available?
Yes.
Are they available if the committee wants to see what took place on the 29th? If that is held.
What I was going to do, Mayor, is based on the attendance today, just update the list, and we can distribute that to everybody.
Okay.
We will do that.
Is that what you're...
Yes.
That gets to your point?
It does. Okay. And for example, the Horsepower Association is willing to sponsor a parade with, you know, old and new cars and have an event. The Aiken Golf Club was trying to put together a golf tournament, and they're going to try and partner with the Palmetto Club and have golf celebrate the 175th as a tournament. So those are just a couple of examples.
You have other events in the community that might not even be related to the celebration that will impact on times that we might want to do something.
Absolutely.
I'm just thinking of school board. I mean, graduations and so forth. I want to make sure we don't overshoot on some of those things.
And Richard, some of that's already been captured on the chambers.
Yes.
And by March 1st, they will have all their events mapped out for the year. So I think, you know, all the, of course, we have the standard, your business after hours and all that, but the special business academy and all those other things will be finalized by March 1st.
Correct.
So that will be pretty updated list.
And that's
we
coming
merged it with the SID, with the, Beth Everett has been on the committee to help us put in all the school stuff, so that may be a shortcut for you to get it from the chamber.
Absolutely.
We didn't want to conflict with some of the graduations because we're going to use the Coliseum or the Convocation Center as well.
It may behoove us then, as the 175th committee, to have an event or two events a quarter that are like the official celebration event. And then, to the extent we can partner with some of the existing events, then we can avoid that, as you say. But I'll let Barbara know that about the chamber calendar. That's excellent information.
And we still have a couple of dates on business after hours that aren't committed for yet, and that would be an excellent opportunity to have one of those have the theme of one of these celebrations. So that's another thing that might work too.
And you can see, do they do the business after hours over the summertime? I'm thinking July,
absolutely,
August,
they do not miss a month.
Right. And that's, you'll see under the schematic, that's the business, technology, and innovation segment in there. So that would work very well. Great example.
Is there someone with responsibility to develop this calendar?
Well, right now, it's this group. But what we're doing here is we're going to get possible sources of calendar information. We'll get it to Richard, and then we'll see what we've got, and then I think by the next meeting, Richard and I, or I will, kind of sort all that out and give the steering committee a calendar at our next meeting, or send it to you emails sooner if possible.
But what I wanted to do was to just find out if anyone is aware of any other calendar source. I know the ADDA used to do one.
Yeah, we do a little bit, but not as much. Jennifer Kelly is certainly somebody, Richard, that should be on your list from the Convocation Center.
Council.
We need to go ahead and secure the date for the party. That's the largest plan I know of, and it works pretty fast. That's Christmas season, wedding season, and all that.
Okay. Let's put that under, when we get to priorities, let's put that down to book the Convocation Center.
Bill, I think, I'm not sure if I ever clicked it on, but if you go online, they even stand it. I think they have a calendar of events. Now, I don't know if they pull extract that from somebody's over doing it, but I seem like I would, oh, I don't think I've seen that. When you go on, they just have it online, and maybe calendar events. I know occasionally they will put some events in the agency.
Oh, PSAs.
Maybe we, somebody here, I can do that. I can just go online and just check it. I'll let Richard know.
That'd be great, Chris. So, what about the PRT, Parks Recreation? Do they do a calendar?
And that's what I was talking about. They are establishing that. So with the Chamber's calendar and then these others you mentioned, it sounds like their job's going to be terrible. Well, it looks a lot easier.
Louis Savannah Council Government does a calendar.
It's a little harder.
The county does one with Robbie.
It's surprisingly hard to get it all together. Well, but we put them all together. It can be done. It can be done.
And it is a moving target.
Yeah. I mean, you got so
you got elections in here.
For the next meeting, which will probably be after the 1st of March, we ought to still have the Chamber's calendar, so we ought to be able to give you something either in the mail or at the next meeting so we can sit down and figure out what we've got. But that's an excellent suggestion, and that will be one of our priorities now.
Does the Chamber event calendar
include
the whole
selection? Okay.
Paragraph 3, Bill, I know you've given this a lot of thought probably in your discussion, but we could, in terms of keeping the number of committees down, I'm sure you've thought about the merits of putting the responsibility for the opening with the 1st quarter, but steering committee members going down and working with them and helping them, and so they work in their quarter and they're right there and they have more volunteers already in place. I would think each one of these subcommittees are trying to get quite a few volunteers. And so instead of trying to go out and get another extra group of volunteers that would help the steering committee, if we put the responsibility for the 1st quarter opening with them and then the last wrap-up in the 4th quarter, but we help, from the steering committee, we help each of those committees.
Okay.
In other words, we just come in as a task force and help them too as another group.
So when they meet, they know that's one of the events,
yep.
But they'll have more than adequate resources, and the city is behind it. And the question is going to be who plans it.
Yeah, and when it's, they're going to discuss what they want to do for the opening, and then the steering committee people who would split up and help them go down, be there for that, and then reduce the number of more subcommittees. It's a little bit extra, but we're giving them reinforcements to help out, I guess is the way to say it.
What do you think, Bo? How's that sound?
The kickoff in January. The one in December we're talking about the Coliseum. Are we talking that big about the kickoff in January, or are we talking a smaller kickoff event? Who would make that decision? Would that be the committee to make it, or would the steering committee decide that? It looks like we've already decided we want the Coliseum. For the December one, but would we consider the Convocation Center for the 1st one or something small?
Has any thought been given to that?
I think it's up to the committee, the steering committee, to determine how they want the kickoff to be.
Well, from a publicity point of view, you'd want to have a big show out at the start. I apologize, I wrote down about 5:30, but I would think he would want to hit it big right from the start so that everybody would get it. And I guess the question that Bob's raised, which is a good one, do we want to be off kind of doing that on the side by ourselves, or do we want to tell the first quarter committee at the very get-go, this is going to be your big baby in that quarter, but we're behind you and we're there for you. And so they're planning that, and that may be most of what they do. I mean, there were a ton of ideas. If you saw all the ideas that were generated for that first quarter, I can't find the list right now, but I mean, it was endless. So they're going to have to figure out, Roger?
I do know the Chamber has mentioned that last January's their dinner, the annual dinner, and that they would consider the 175th as a theme for dinner.
Right.
That could be the kickoff of that.
That'd be great.
But that wouldn't involve the public, though.
It would not.
Anybody could come to the Chamber of Dinner.
Yeah, just not many slots.
Yeah, they let them attend us. I mean, there's 600 or 700 people that come to the dinner, so.
Well, the Chamber takes care of them.
And normally it's packed.
Yes.
I mean, is there a charge to attend?
Oh, yeah.
It's not, I mean, I'm not.
Then let me just make one point very clear. So anything that they discuss in the Chamber, the word free does not. Okay. Just so we're all the same.
We're looking for a big kickoff event. It's going to be difficult in our community to say in January we have this big Chamber event, which they always have, and then we're going to try to have another big event somehow.
Well, so when they kick off, it doesn't have to be a dinner. It could be a luncheon.
But that's a possibility.
Yeah, okay.
Well, it seems to me perhaps an idea might be to, for the steering committee to establish what some parameters might be, and then let the committee come up. I mean, we need to say to them, you know, you can't spend $1 million and you can't do it, you know, give them some parameters and say, and then let them come back with some ideas that we might be able to say yes to.
And let them know what's going on.
What's going on in January,
One thing, too, just to throw in the mix, certainly there were people who signed up for that first quarter. But then we had another block of people that said, there's not really a quarter that I want to work on, but if you plan some special events, I definitely want to do that. And we had mentioned the December function, but then we said just special events. So we could bring those people into that January thing, whatever parameters you decide for. And there's a talent pool in addition to the subcommittee that can back them up. And that's probably a dozen or more people.
I think the opening event needs to be more accessible to everybody.
It should be on a weekend too, don't you?
Yeah, I think it should be just, and I'm also thinking you can have a luncheon, but I think you need to have something that a lot of people can attend. To just jumpstart it. If you have it at the Convocation Center, you need to utilize some kind of format to utilize bleachers and you can just open it up to everybody. If you want to do that, and it doesn't have to be on the same day as the Chamber dinner, that could be your formal sit-down kickoff.
That could be a major event, just like the trials or the Battle of Aiken.
That's the end of the month. Yeah. It's always last month.
Right, so this will be earlier.
The Chamber could still be themed the same way.
Right, and we could, I like the idea of using the Chamber dinner for that, but I think maybe the week before that, you could go into the Convocation Center and invite everybody. Sit in the bleachers, sit on the floor, whatever, and just have a nice, something like a pep rally or whatever.
Introduce the program. Chamber.
Yeah.
The only thing
that concerns the Convocation Center is it can swallow you up. Mm-hmm. And we can have a big crowd and it's like nobody really interested in the event. Mm-hmm. I used to like schedule events in tips,
right.
But it's too small.
So you would have to
bust them out.
Right. But I think we've had more people.
You do?
Yeah.
That's all that scares me.
Well, how about
this? I know what it means.
How about this?
Yeah.
Right.
Is there a consensus that kickoff event ought to be part of the first quarter subcommittee's responsibility as opposed to us trying to create it?
No.
So that they have...
It's two different things.
I think that's good. They've got a theme that they're supposed to handle.
Yeah.
And that's not part of it.
Unless you're doing a separate committee just for the beginning and the ending. You know, the one in December and the one in January, if there's a special committee just to handle each of those two things, or...
Let's go around the table then and just see kind of where everybody is and see if there's a consensus or not. If that first event is going to be ours, then that's obviously going to mean more of our time planning it versus if it's the first quarter subcommittee's event and we're going to support it. So why don't we just go around the table and see kind of where everyone is on whether it's going to be the steering committee or whether we're going to ask the subcommittee to take it on with our support.
May I ask first, how many of the steering committee are not here today?
Maybe
is this
three.
Pretty much it?
About three additional people.
Oh, that's all. Okay.
And then on the sign-up sheet, there was special events listed as something they could sign up for, right?
It was a lot of fun.
Yes. Right. And we specifically have a box for like a 175th birthday party, and right under that special events, and folks typically
people
check.
People did
folks.
Sign up more.
They did. We've got a list of names. We do.
Well, I'm sure.
So you have the information you need, ma'am?
Yeah, I just didn't know how big this committee was really going to be. This is it.
So you're comfortable then expressing which way you want we ought to go on this, knowing that?
Not sure.
Okay. All right. Beverly, what do you think?
I think when I read number three, major city events have ownership of planning and execution of the two major sponsored events you mentioned, the January and the conclusion, and I think this committee really ought to have ownership of those two.
Okay. Beth, do you have a feeling, or are you still?
Well, that's the way I was leaning too, as the steering committee for the big kickoff.
Okay.
I guess I was thinking that if you had a sheet and said sign up for special events, and people sign up for special events, and they don't have the special event to handle, you know,
can't we utilize them though?
Yeah, I mean you could, but I think if people sign up to say I'd like to work on
how many names were on that special event sheet?
There weren't very many.
They had 12.
Were there 12?
I've got 12 on my roster.
Yeah.
Oh, I think use them.
All right, let's assume we can use them.
June's one of them.
Yeah, there may
no,
be some duplications.
I signed up for special events.
You didn't?
Well, I signed up.
I'm going to blame somebody that put your name down.
But I thought there was something that simply said special events. That was not like horses or...
That's right.
Right.
You are correct.
So my thought was that people who signed up for that evidently think they have expertise in that area. Like Sissy Bird.
Right.
And Paul Colbert and the ones who've done some of the things.
Well, let's assume that we'll draw them in, but if... If we draw them in, or you feel like it's still like the steering committee's responsibility, or the first quarter subcommittees?
Well, I think probably the steering committee's responsibility if you pull some of those people who sign up for that.
Chris,
I think the steering committee. To me, these we're supposedly going to have knowledge of an integrated whole, all the pieces, and. I think the two most important events are going to be the bookend events, mm-hmm. The beginning and the end. And I think we are weighing heavily on that. We ought to do it.
Good point. Liz?
I agree.
Okay.
I would agree. We can't change the things that we have it listed like as a big thing for the fourth quarter, which is in. And we already have that group planning that sort of thing. So it says, what they're going to do, and they put the 175th first, but that's why I got the idea that we just make the first quarter also, so we kind of organize. I'm very free in terms of thinking going either way. The point is that my experience before with steering committees, they always like to have subcommittees to work with. Mm-hmm. And so June's point about if we've already got some people already listed there, we ought to figure out how we can make that work if the steering committee's going to do that. Like too many chiefs and no graves. I've seen that before.
Yeah. Well, we need to find out how many duplications we've got between the steering committee and that special events committee. And how many people, because you mentioned Sissy, brother Sissy signed up for the first quarter subcommittee, I believe. And so there, we could have some duplication. We just need to understand who really makes up that committee?
And the other point, Chris, these are the two most important things from our perspective. We want to make sure they go right. And so you got to have good oversight, or you got to have people helping.
Chuck? I agree with all those sentiments, and I have one thought that maybe we could have it at two or three locations. Kickoff celebration, maybe Lindell Weeks, maybe the Convocation Center, City Hall, or whatever. And we're going back, we're celebrating 175 years, and so we could have some period themes to go along with that.
That may well be the way we do it. Mr. Honorary Chair, how do you feel?
Well, I think, as several people have mentioned, we ought to use the committees where we have people that have signed up for them. We've got a Aiken's 175th birthday party that has 15 people on it. And then we have the special events. So certainly those are people that we can get to work on both of those committees. But I do think as a tie-in between the first quarter, I think there needs to be some working relationship between the first quarter that has the first on it. I mean, the kickoff. And then the last quarter with the party. Mm-hmm. I don't know, it can work so many different ways. It could be like you started off the steering committee. It could have a little committee that works with these special committees to work on the first kickoff, and then also to work on a birthday party.
Okay, well, that's, you know, we'll kind of work our way through that and figure it out.
Right. I don't think there's any wrong way to do it, really.
No.
It's just, well, yeah, that's the way to do it.
It's to be indoor facilities, I think,
January. Yeah.
Oh, yeah.
How do you?
Museum. Museum.
I like the idea of having a committee do it, just because of having a close hold watching over the committee with us, the steering committee, as the oversight committee. But I guess it's too cold. I thought of something on Newbury Street where we have a quote block party, and that way many people could come and we could do something like that would incorporate everyone. And that would be the less formal, the first one, obviously, is a block party thing. And then at the end, if we did that at the Convocation Center, which would be killer to decorate, you know that. Have that a little more formal and more structured.
Question of weather, January.
Yeah. We could have well, right now, let's just stay with whether we're, you know, whether we want to now hand this off to the first quarter subcommittee or we want to have ownership for it.
So many of those subcommittee members are part of ours, but I'm in the minority saying hand it off to them with us having an integral part with them in oversight. But there's a lot of overlapping with those people anyway.
Okay.
I agree with Chris. I think that we should really be responsible.
Okay.
Bookend everything.
Dick?
You got 9 people that are on the steering committee that aren't here. That represents a very talented group. Tom Young, Owen Sheets, William Price, Elliot Levy, Katie Justin, Lucy Knowles, Chuck Leopold, Owen Clary, and Billy Benton, that could help as well. I'm of an opinion it ought to be a committee that's focused just on that kickoff dinner report to the steering committee and let them know what's going on. You got the right focus. And have it separate and apart from the first quarter group.
Mark is actually here representing KD.
Okay.
Well, I see two things, planning, execution. I think for this event and the final event, the steering committee could get into planning pretty detailed, pretty deep. But the actual execution of that plan, I think the separate committee should do that.
Okay.
See, pretty close to that. This committee sets the tone, sets the concept for the whole year. And so we must have some sort of, I don't want to use control, but we must have influence over what that event's going to be. But then we can use the members of the special events committee as the instrument that carries it out. But I think we should plan it and set the theme, set the tone for it. So, okay. And we could be at Newberry Street with a backup at Aiken High School or something like that. So I don't want to get into the details, but that's my thing.
Okay. I like the idea of the first board committee and or special events committee working on the kickoff with oversight from the steering committee.
Okay, we're going to have a hand vote now. just so we're clear, those of you that feel that this ought to be the responsibility of the steering committee, pulling in whatever resources we think are necessary, such as the special events committee, and that doesn't mean we're going to sit here for 3 or 4 hours and plan that meeting. I mean, we may split off and have a subcommittee of this group go off and work with this other, the special events committee, to come back and make a recommendation. But the overall responsibility and tone and execution a concept would be with this group. So those of you that are in favor of that, I'm going to ask you first to vote, and then those of you that want this to be with the first quarter subcommittee, I'd ask you to vote secondly on that. So you're only going to vote one time. But I just want to get a show of hands.
Can I ask a question? But every subcommittee has to bring back their ideas to this steering committee.
Right. But we're not. I don't think we want to start nitpicking them and If they say this is what we think we ought to do, unless there's something that's really, you know, out of line, we ought to be supportive of that, as opposed to, you know, there's layers of committees that can drive it. Right. So, Bob,
I think that the point is, I don't think anybody here in the steering committee is trying to get rid of any duty, and I think the concept we are in charge and we should take charge. You just said that's the way it should be. The question is, where do we get the resources in terms of people? And we have a special events committee. And I think then it's different than what we started talking about at the beginning. And we ought to, you know, have that committee, and we give them the overall guidance as we see it, and then we work with them as they go ahead and plan and execute. I like that one too.
Okay, but now none of those people are here. And so what we don't know is what their level of interest is, what their availability is. I mean, we can ascertain that in the next, you know, couple of weeks. We can make an assumption that they're all interested and they all want to plan this event in January. I mean, we could make that assumption, and we find out that's not the case, we'll change.
I think what I was probably leading up to, we have one more subcommittee that we call special events, and we take our responsibility and work with them like we are with the others.
I think that's a good third option, is have another subcommittee specifically targeted at that event, and have a couple committees chair that.
What the oversight is.
All right.
What the oversight is. Here.
And I'll go back to where I kind of started out with us having kind of a before and after role of, if we're going to accept the input from the subcommittee, which I think is appropriate, our role first has to be to give them some parameters to set them up for success. Then, you know, and my criteria for that is whatever we're willing to say yes to, whatever they bring back. And then, you know, when they do bring it back, we'll let them do all the legwork, so to speak, and then they can execute.
Okay, kind of trial close here then. Am I hearing there's a consensus that we ought to engage this special events subcommittee, give them a broad charge, and let them go away, figure out what it ought to be, and come back to us, and then knowing that they will have our full support of executing the event? Is that kind of, I see a lot of heads nodding.
You're talking just about the kickoff.
Yes, just the kickoff.
A broad charge, but I mean, this is, to me, from a publicity point of view, this may be the most important event the whole year. So you've got to have a big plan.
We'll give them some guidelines.
And that we should be involved in that. But I like that whole idea. I like that idea. Yeah.
Okay, well then this has been a good discussion, because I think we have a unanimous consensus here Richard, we will need to contact those folks, and you and I can talk after the meeting how we go about doing that and find out if there, how many are going to be available.
Very good.
Okay. Okay, we have, in terms of subcommittees, we've talked about who the subcommittees are. We've identified an additional one, the special events subcommittee. I don't think we're ready to get into the primary events yet, because we need to see the calendar that we'll have at our next meeting. What I would suggest is, and Richard, you were going to check the Conklin 204 availability.
Right, I've got that right here.
I know all of you are busy and travel a lot, and I think the further out we can get, you know, our schedule integrated into your schedule, then we can set up, you know, some meetings, and so we. I think initially there'll be a flurry of activity from this group, and then we'll start kind of getting on track and have fewer meetings. But initially, what time works best for you? About 5 o'clock or so?
Are you talking about how many meetings a month or?
Well, right now I'm just kind of thinking about time, but I hadn't thought that far ahead in terms of how many meetings. I'm thinking right now, subject to what you guys want to do, that we would meet somewhere, you know, around the middle of March. That would give us a chance to get the calendars from the chamber. We'd get out and talk to people, find out, do a little inventory, and be able to get some information out to you. So somewhere, you know, the middle of March, call it like the 18th of March, or that's a Wednesday.
If you're doing that at 5 o'clock, it's the spring summer cookout at the baseball stadium.
Okay.
The university.
Okay. How about the 16th, Monday, the 16th?
I think that
is that city council.
No, city council is the following.
But that's planned. That's good. It's Tuesday.
Is 5:15 or 5:30 better? Would be for me than 5 o'clock. A lot of people.
I'll tell you, I just generally think it's easier if I don't have to get home. If I get home, it's harder to get out. Yeah.
Okay, well,
does 5 o'clock work best for most?
Yes. 5 does.
Okay.
6 minutes earlier, 4:30, we got y'all. I think Tuesdays.
Thursdays and Thursdays are better days.
Thursday's a great day.
I bet you had a
concern. I was board meeting the third Thursday of every month at 4 o'clock.
Did they set it up early for you? Mm-hmm. Did they set it up early?
How about Tuesdays then?
Hold up.
Tuesdays and Thursdays, all right?
Yes. Third Thursday.
Tuesdays. All right.
Tuesdays are better for me. Yes.
Third Tuesday?
St. Patrick's Day.
I didn't help that.
It's okay.
I have depot meetings every other Tuesday, but I don't remember if it's the first, third, or second, or fourth.
This time?
Yeah. Yeah. Well, it gets out of 5 weeks now. Uh-huh. The second.
You have the same constraints, you know, on the calendars for the boards and commissions. It's got to be one.
How about the second Thursday of March, the 12th?
Yeah.
Here's the name.
What time?
About 5 o'clock.
That will work. 12.
Is that the one?
That will work.
Oh, good.
Okay. All right. Let's say then we will meet again the 12th of March, Thursday at 5 o'clock. And then, what do you think about us going ahead and scheduling another couple of meetings, just so we can get them on calendars? The question is, do you want to go wait a month, or should we go 2 weeks later and we cancel it if we need to? That'd be the 26th of March, a Thursday.
Bill, will the location be here?
Either here or we have it in room 204, but I think if we have continue to have a group this large, we're going to have it in here.
There are several times, we're available at Security Federal most of the time if you have any fallback positions. So just
great, and that's an excellent facility. Thank you.
Okay.
So
the next one would be,
March 26th. March 26th, 5 o'clock. We'll pencil that in.
Thursday of the month is always business after hours.
I've got to come get
them for 26. Okay. 6
o'clock.
But,
so. Okay. What if we go into
Tuesday the 24th? So we're taking out the 26th.
Yeah. Richard, Board of Zoning Appeals, don't they have their meeting in here?
In here. Both down here.
Okay. The Board of Zoning Appeals is meeting the 24th, and they use this room. Do we know if it's available right off hand, Richard?
I did not check on room 204.
Okay. Does the 24th work? I mean, we'll find a facility, and we've got time to let you know.
Right.
24th?
Yeah.
Okay. Chris, could you check on the availability of your boardroom on the 24th? 5 o'clock.
Tuesday?
Yes. Yes. Okay. I know April is a crazy month with masters and everything else, so we probably ought to get a date that works for everybody in April. I think Masters is the week of the 6th, isn't it?
That's correct.
Yeah.
Could we come to the next meeting and then try to have a couple meetings blocked out after the March?
Bring calendars for this.
Yeah. Okay. Yeah. Does that work? Okay. All right. Okay. Your mom pilot doesn't know what they're doing yet. Okay.
It's in the car.
Good suggestion. Good suggestion. So we will do April and May at our next meeting.
So one thing we've got to think about, and maybe you don't want to think about it right now, but is organizing the first four committee. You know, like we've organized here. And when that's going to be done, that needs to be done pretty soon. Quickly, I think as quickly as possible.
Okay, good point. Thank you, Mr. Mayor. If it's all right with this group, Richard and I will contact the people that volunteered for the first quarter committee, including some of the people in this room. And we'll set up a meeting. At that meeting, that'll be an organizational meeting. And they'll elect a chair and so forth. And all we'll be able to do is give them broad guidelines, probably. But at least we'll get the ball rolling. So I'll take the responsibility to get the first quarter committee organized, and then we'll go from there. Does that sound okay?
Likewise, I'd like to see if we're going to organize the publicity public relations committee now or soon, or when we do that.
But my question is that too, because every committee you would think would have access to the publicity public relations committee, right?
Yeah. Can we do that at the next meeting? Because we didn't say how long we were going to meet tonight, and I know some of you are looking at your watches. And Steve, would that work for you?
Yeah, I just can't wait to find out if I'm going to volunteer.
We take care of that right now. Acclamation.
I was planning on doing that.
Okay, thank you. Thank you.
We're doing our little organization meetings, the three of us, we talked about publicity as far as getting the first word out about the organization. And you said some good things, I think. Let's wait until we have something to talk about. Remember?
Yes.
Not just to say, hey, you know, we elected a chair and whatever. So I'm telling that also for Steve, so that we won't run out, any of us run out to the paper or anything like that yet.
Yeah, I didn't give him that story this morning.
Huh?
I didn't give him the story that was in the paper.
No, I'm not saying that.
No, but I am writing a piece for the city newsletter that I was going to put in just like a paragraph saying we're going to celebrate the 175th birthday.
Oh, yeah, but not to talk yet about
not
the organization.
About details or anything
the
like
chair,
that.
The vice chair to be.
None of that. And if you want to be involved, call.
I would like to say we don't do that until the chairman is ready.
That's fine.
Well, we really got something exciting to, you know, to
yeah, and the committee is ready.
But it's okay just to put in a headline saying we're going to have this birthday party, and anybody who's interested, please.
Oh, absolutely.
Yes.
I'm just talking about the results of this meeting.
Right. I'm with you on it.
Not quite there yet.
Can we hold on to that? You need to?
What's that?
June, you had something?
No, I was just saying on the public relations, I guess it's not. You would have every community that you would have, they would have access to that. I mean, every community is planning something. They should have access to it.
Oh, absolutely.
Right. We really need that.
Okay. I want to thank you all for coming.
I'd like you to serve.
I'd like to get you. Thank you. One thing I'd like for you to think about is as we get organized and moving along here, to the degree that we can do our homework between meetings and we come in and we're able to update the committee where we need to, take action where we need to, that'll be a good use of everybody's time. And I've seen committees that can get in and get out in an hour. If everybody adheres to, you know, not going off in the weeds and having tangents and debating endlessly, and I think this group is one, if I ever sense through the group that's an action group, you don't want to be here any longer than you have to, but you want to be here as long as you need to be. I would hope that we could do these meetings in about an hour if everybody is prepared to stay on task. So that's something I'd like you to think about and see if we can do it, because I value your time. Okay.
Thank you
very much.
I did. You said that. I said that.